So welcome to Ash and Stevie Shoot the Shit.
Hello.
Are you a member of the Sesame Street crew, Ashley?
Not yet. I got rejected.
What'd you get rejected over?
Mostly the sexuality stuff.
What you?
I'm a bit of a whore.
Oh my god! I remember that time you showed me furry porn before you went on to set. Did you accidentally sneak it on?
Well, I accidentally, you know.
Elmo asked for it on the down low, under the table.
Elmo needs a dealer, and I am that.
Elmo was asking for it?
Literally. He's gonna pay me a grand for that shit, now I'm out that money.
Elmo is grand. So the couple topics I have for today are pretty fun. This is gonna be a shorter episode, by the way, because we're getting this done before a couple of other things, and we didn't have another opportunity this week, and so... So here we are. So the first thing is, you of course know what a biopic is.
The Muffin Man? What?
You know what a biopic is, right?
Yeah, a biopic.
I rarely hear it pronounced that way, but I usually say...
It's not pronounced that way.
It is not pronounced that way. So a biopic, of course, for those of you who don't know, for those of you who ain't into movies, is basically... It is a dramatized, it could be accurate, but it is a dramatized telling of a real story. Like, so Bohemian Rhapsody is a biopic of Freddie Mercury's life. Rocketman is a biopic of Elton John's life. You know, there's a few of them. And no, they're not just musicians. That's just the two that came to my head at first. So do you want to know who I found out is... Who I found out wants a biopic made of themselves.
Who?
Do you know who Mark Wahlberg is?
That sounds familiar.
So for those of you who don't know, if you've ever seen The Other Guys, which is like a comedy from, what, the 2000s? If you've had the unfortunate happenstance of seeing any Transformers movie after the third one, he was the guy who replaced Shia LaBeouf. But the thing is, so, also, he's in Daddy's Home 1 and 2. For one...
He's in Uncharted.
What?
He's going to be in the Uncharted movie, apparently.
That makes this next part even more awkward than it was already going to be. Because...
He's a former rapper?
Oh, yeah, he was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I totally forgot. There's, like, a famous song from them. I forget what it was, like a good vibration, like that one.
The guy in Ted.
Oh yes, he was from Ted as well. It's just
I would have known that.
I didn't last 15 minutes through that movie. It's a very homophobic movie, but the only parts of his life besides his acting career that are in any way of note that I've heard. Do you want to know what they are? It's kind of unsettling to tell, which is the lightest way to put it. In the 1980s, there are accounts of him doing brutal and very clearly racially motivated violent attacks on minorities.
Aww.
While, like, you know, screaming kill the N-word, etc. You know, repeatedly with his buddies as they were trying to, I think, like, on bikes or something. You can Google the stories just to, like, in case I'm getting anything wrong. But he and his friends repeatedly shouted, you know, kill the N-word as they, like, chased, well, a black person out of town. And there was this other case where I think he had this, like, big fucking, like, I don't know if it was as... big or heavy as a 2x4, but I don't think it was that far from it. I don't think it was that much lighter or thinner. He had a wooden stick similar to that with him as he beat a man of, I believe it was a man of Asian descent, and he called him a few things that basically said he ain't approving of Vietnamese people. I think this was like... during some sort of political conflict.
The article I found says he was also high on PCP during the Vietnamese thing.
So PCP is, you know, just to put it all on top of everything. Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg it has not only the gall, but also, well, frankly, the gall. Because it's like, that is, as far as I know, that's the only thing that's actually of note from his life, besides his acting. And so what is he, would he want to just be fully honest with it? Like, would he want to just be like, hey, this is what I used to be, maybe not what I still am, because I don't know if he still is anything like this, but this was fucking horrible. Like, does he want to be open about that? Or is he just really up in himself about the good parts and up his own ass? And the way that I know that he wanted to make a biopic, or that he has some plans of it in some way, is that he said if he did, he'd want Tom Holland to play him. Which is a weird choice.
Yeah, that doesn't even look like him that much.
He is a white male with short hair. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
With short, dark hair. I wonder how... I didn't see Tom Holland respond to it, so I don't even know, like, what level of, like, if he knows. And probably, like, with the Disney shit that he's, like, you know, got going through him, he probably doesn't want to say anything. But yeah, what do you think about it all?
I mean... If it's accurate, that'd be, you know, at least he's fully admitting to mistakes in his life. Unless he's like, the next chapter, even more racism.
Fucking Mark Wahlberg too. He gets worse.
He gets worse.
Believe it or not. Mark Wahlberg too. It gets worse. That might be the name of this episode.
Mark Wahlberg too. It gets worse.
Because, like, there are stories of, like, people who come from bigoted backgrounds who then work towards being a better person. It's, you know, it's a powerful story. You know, and it's possible. Again, I'm not speaking to, like, who he is now. I'm just saying he'd have to, like, because I fully do not know if he's anything like this today. I mean, I know he's probably not beating the shit out of Asian people or black people, but I don't really have evidence of that either.
It's a start.
Yeah, it's a start. Although I don't think he's done anything to compensate for having done that. Like, I don't know, donating to any charities that help to, you know, make things a little more fair racially across the states than they are now. To closer to what it should be. But yeah, basically, I'm interested to see if this turns into anything, which it probably won't. But speaking of movies, do you want to know what I did on Sunday?
You watched a movie.
I went out to the theater, and I'm not kidding when I said that when the movie finally started, like, I already loved sitting there with my dad, but like, because we went to see Jungle Cruise. But when that movie started with the lights down and everything, I actually just started crying at the sheer just gravity of the situation. For those of you who don't know, in terms of just my personally my life, the biggest way that COVID has affected it, besides forcing me to better my own mental health, and to, well, frankly, better wash my hands, I never skipped out on it. I just got better at it during the pandemic. Is movie theaters, because I love movie theaters and I used to go to them often. And so it was like fucking heart-wrenching when I found out. I know it's a super first world problem, but it was heart-wrenching that I couldn't go to the theater. And so I was grasping at every chance I could get throughout the pandemic. And I finally, after almost a year, got to go back to it. And it just felt like I felt on top of the world, because it's like I've been going in big screen, you know, to try and supplement that for now. But when you sit there, when you hear the sounds, when you feel the seats, when you see it like it is there, it's just, it's not quite the same in big screen. It's like, it's close and it's great. But I'm just so glad to be able to go back there. Is there anything that, like, you've gotten to go back to from the pandemic?
No, because my state is shit, so there's like nothing. Also, I didn't really do much anyway.
Oh, okay.
Like, the only thing is like going to restaurants, but I didn't even do that too frequently.
Like, how are the rates where you are?
I don't know, but we had to put masks back on because we're in a high risk area.
I guess.
So,
do you have a lot of anti maskers around?
Walmart is like, you gotta put on masks again. I was like, damn it, I thought we were good, but apparently I was wrong. And I'm only like, god damn it, because I work out in the heat, so I like die.
I'll edit this part out if you aren't comfortable with this, but do you mind me saying you live in the South?
I don't care if you say that.
Okay, yeah, I just want to get more specific than that. But you living in the South, does it make it like any more likely for you to encounter an anti-masker?
I don't know, because I don't know people that live in the North, really.
Okay.
But yeah, we do get them sometimes, and they flip their shit.
Because I know at least they seem to be super extra vocal in the South.
Yeah, I work with a couple that are like, it's bullshit that we have to wear them. And it's like, no, it's not. And they're like, oh, my personal freedoms. I'm just like, but yeah, but like, it's not just your safety.
I don't know if I said this on Shoot the Shit before, but excuse me, when I went out to the city of Toronto, this was earlier in July, but I was still fully vaccinated. Excuse me. I was with my friend of 8 years. Yeah. We went out to the city of Toronto just for like a break, and it was the first time that I ever went without like a direct purpose other than just walking around town and having a great time. And around 2/3 through the trip, we encountered an anti-masker rally. I think I might have told you about this. Yeah, fully, like, you know, and one of them directly mocked us, like, one of the people in the rally, because we were walking right past it. Like, we were staying distance from them. We weren't distance from each other because we're both fully vaccinated, but we were wearing masks and gloves, as one should, Delta variant or not, just to, like, be considerate for now. Yeah, so we stayed a good distance from those people, even though we knew we'd probably be safe. But yeah, these guys like directly pointed us out, being like, "What are you doing?" And you know, you're socially distanced. Why are you wearing the mask if you're fully vaccinated and shit? And they were getting all up in our grill.
We're like, "Hey, I'm trying to make burgers here. Get away from my grill."
I would have shoved his face on the grill if I was near one. No, for legal reasons, that's a joke. but. Yeah, so
yeah, I mean, if people came up and was like, what are you doing wearing the mask? I'll be like, being a better person than you.
Oh, like, yeah, but I mean, like, anything you could come up with, they'll figure out a way to deflect it. There's really no point after a certain bit.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't sit there and continuously entertain them. I would just walk past saying that.
Just flop out a fucking picnic table out of your fucking back pocket. Just let's have an in-depth conversation about healthcare and politics right now. You want to fucking do this? We'll do it. Let's have
an in-depth conversation about how you don't value human life.
Let's have an in-depth conversation about how you don't value human rights, Ashley.
Have you learned about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Have you learned about your Lord and Savior, Elmer's White Glue?
Dr. Fauci.
Oh, okay, so... I know this is something that is used as... So, like, I don't use it out in public. I only use it with, like, close friends who, like, know what I mean by it. But basically, a lot of anti-maskers have gotten into the habit of calling the vaccine the Fauci ouchie. And the thing is, if it didn't have the context of being an anti-vaxxer thing, then I just think that's a hilarious way to put it. And I'm fully, like... If in case you couldn't already tell, I'm already full, you know, pro-vax. I value human life. But yeah, when I'm with close friends who get what I mean, I actually do call it the Fauci ouchie sometimes. And it's great. It's a great name for it without the context.
Yeah, it is wonderful. That just reminds me of how Florida has this thing that's like, don't Fauci my Florida, I think it was. And when they were getting
that's
rid
such
of, like,
a clunky saying.
And shit. It is. It's so fucking bad. It would definitely come out of Florida.
Yeah. So take your vaccines, both of them, and wear your masks and gloves, which we shouldn't still have to say. I mean, if we want to come down to it, we shouldn't have had to do in the first place for more than like a few months, because if everyone did everything they were supposed to, I do think this probably would have died out in a couple months, like COVID in general. But it's exhausting just having, like, with the Delta variant as well. Like, it's the kind of thing where I'm definitely not going to stop doing any of it, obviously, because the moment that you get more relaxed about it and stop doing the precautions when you need to, the more power it has to spread and get worse. But it's just so exhausting knowing that this could have been over and just isn't, because people refuse to be considerate of each other. And that just, and it keeps getting to mutate and get stronger because of it. And the thing is, not a single anti-vaxxer has fucking come up with a single reason, like, has come up with a single fucking thing to respond to the question of, oh, this is going to do something for your life. So, like, do you value your freedom not to use it over the life of you and those around you? Like, because they treat it as, like, a lot of anti-vaxxers treat it as just like a, oh, it's a choice just like any other that you do with just your own body.
Like, yeah, I mean, not shooting someone's also a choice.
Yeah, it, like, they treat it like it's, like it's weight loss or something, where it's something that only affects you. You know, it's like, oh, my body, my choice. Which, it, like, if you're overweight or if you're underweight, as long as you're, like, healthy or at least close to, if you're happy with your body, and you're not, like, to the point where you're actually destroying it, then go for it. You know, who cares? It's your body. But anyway, that's getting into a whole other thing. It's just, it's exhausting. I'm just going to start repeating myself, though.
Yeah. It also, like, the same kind of people also put stickers on the backs of their cars of the Punisher logo with the American flag on it. Which, if you know anything about Punisher, is fucking hilarious.
Didn't he directly address that in one of the comics? Like, people misusing it? People, I do think I saw, like, at least a Reddit post that, like, was a,
I,
like,
assume so.
A frame of a Punisher, and like a page of a Punisher comic where it directly addresses fascists who misuse his logo. And I think he fucking, like, ripped it off.
Yeah, people are wild. And also, when I see those people and I'm, like, dispensing groceries to them, I don't make a specific effort to crush their bread. But if their bread gets crushed, oops.
Do you put it, like, at the bottom or something?
Like, I don't, it's not that I specifically do anything to make it more likely. I just don't make any effort to make it less likely. So, like, what happens, happens, you know?
Eggs and bread at the bottom.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I crushed someone's eggs at one point. Ooh. And, like, while I feel kind of bad, they were a dick, so.
I mean, like,
they'd get a refund for it anyway, so whatever.
I will say, like, I'm not the kind of person who approves or exercises, as much as I can manage. I don't exercise or approve of things that are done out of spite or out of revenge or whatever, but if it's just somebody got their eggs crushed, I mean, among the things you could do, that's kind of the least severe of them.
Yeah.
Among, like, that.
Whatever.
Especially the bread one. That's literally just a different shape. You could do the same shit with it.
Yeah.
I would eat a sandwich made out of crushed bread. Crushed bread sandwich. Well, that's, yeah, a,
you would
idea.
Eat a lot of things most people don't, Steve.
Okay, that is just a different shape of the thing. You cannot tell me that makes it a food crime.
I know, but I'm not saying it's a food crime.
You would lose this court case.
I'm not saying it's a food crime. I'm just saying your views on food.
Yeah, but I have
don't
some.
Make that statement I, have a lot of weight.
I have
it.
Some gauge as to what normal people like to eat. I have some. It's not huge, but I have a little piece, and I have a feeling crushed bread is not the end of the world for most people.
A lot of people fucking hate crushed bread.
Why? It's a different shape.
I don't know.
Do you hate
crushed bread? I feel like we're going to get comments about it.
crushed bread killed my family.
Oh, shit.
Someone stuffed crushed bread down my wife and kids' throats.
Yeah, when there's, like, specific kinds of people putting specific kinds of stickers on the back of their car when I'm dispensing their groceries, I don't ask them. It's like, oh, hey, do you want the bread up front like I do for normal people? I'm just like, okay, it goes here.
What you do is you put the bread and eggs at the bottom and you just, like, pick up the bag and, like, you shake it a bit just to go, oh, I'm just checking the weight distribution, just give me a moment. You just hear the sound of shells cracking and shit.
I just put the eggs and the bread at the bottom, and then their 40 case of water on top.
Well, and then what you do is you swing it over your shoulder just to make sure they can carry it easily.
But yeah, certain people do not get quality service because they're not quality people.
For people you see a swastika on their shirt, you what you do is you.
If I saw a swastika on their shirt, I wouldn't dispense to them. I'd be like, no, you don't need groceries.
Realistically, yeah, don't. But for the bit, what you would do is you open the carton of eggs just to like say, I'm just going to inspect these real quick. Then you juggle their eggs and it's like, oh, whoopsies. And one drops, then the next one drops, then the next one drops as you juggle them. I just realized that says I would juggle for Nazis, which no.
Yeah, don't perform for Nazis.
Don't juggle for Nazis is another possible title for this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if we could say that.
There's sometimes where I'll fuck something up and I'll know I'll squished something that they ordered. And I was like, oh man, whatever. I just won't tell them because it's so much of a hassle. And it's like, it doesn't really matter that much. And then I close their trunk and see on the back of it, like the Confederate flag. And I'm like, I don't feel bad.
You're just like, oh, what can I do to make it? Oh, okay.
This was God's work right here.
Which I don't know if this is what you were aiming for anyway, but ironically is something they would probably say for most good things anyway, since they're Confederate. I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say they're also passionately Christian.
Yeah, me fucking up a Confederate's eggs is God's work.
That's a tweet right there as well. I am proud to say I don't think I've ever directly met I haven't knowingly met someone who, I don't know what you'd call them. Would you call them just a Confederate?
I mean, if they genuinely wanted the Confederacy back, yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever met someone who's a Confederate or a fan of the Confederacy. I've met Nazis. I've met hardcore Republicans.
You do live in Canada.
No. I've met a lot of different kinds of bigots. Because like,
yeah, okay, I would just be surprised if there was a big amount of Confederacy lovers in Canada. Because this is like they kind of are like super patriotic, so they would stay in America at least. Why would they move to Canada?
I mean, I ain't a fan of people who don't look like me, but also I want better health care.
But I don't want to give it to others.
So I'm gonna go and do it anyway. A Confederate who is just like, I don't like Canada's methods of how they treat healthcare or things like or equality, but also I like poutine, so also, apparently every Confederate sounds like Alex Jones, which frankly I wouldn't be surprised by.
Now a lot of them talk like this.
Oh, is that true? I thought that was just a fucking shitty cowboy impression.
I mean, they don't actually. That is shitty, but yeah, they're more southerny.
Oh wait, more rednecky. Do you remember when we watched Somebody Feed Phil?
We've watched it a lot, Steve.
Okay, I know. I was about to refer to a specific time. But also, for those of you who don't know, Somebody Feed Phil is a show you definitely should watch. It's on Netflix. We're not sponsored.
It's a happy show.
It's a great show. If you like that old sitcom,
if you like being happy, watch the show, and that's all that needs to be said.
If you like food and you like being happy, just watch an old happy man with his parents. With his parents occasionally. But all the time he's enjoying food and culture, but especially the guy who's enjoying the food. If you liked Everybody Loves Raymond, I think what did you say, he was the writer of it or something?
Yeah, he made that show.
Yeah, he made Everybody Loves Raymond, and so he's just this happy old Jewish man. That's great. And I'd argue it is the most wholesome thing on Netflix.
It is the best thing on Netflix. It is the reason you should get a Netflix subscription.
Actually, unironically, kinda. I
didn't say that ironically. I'm saying that just it is fact. It is the reason you should get a Netflix subscription.
They've
confirmed another season for it.
You're shitting me.
No, they've confirmed that.
I If I, like, I'm trying to think about it right now. I do not think my Netflix subscription would be any less worth it if the only thing I liked on Netflix was just Somebody Feed Phil.
Honestly.
Like, it's really fucking wholesome and great. It's great for any mood of any type. It's a great pick-me-up. It's great to keep you happy. If you like food, if you like culture, if you like anything. Again, we're not sponsored by anybody.
If you like being happy, watch the damn show.
It's great shit. But what I was specifically...
But after this episode.
Yeah. After this episode, binge the entire thing. That's what you need to do. It's really, like, truly worth it. I could not emphasize enough that we're not joking about this. But anyway, the specific one I was referring to was when he went to the South. And the
Mississippi Delta.
Thank you, the Mississippi Delta. And he was with that old dude with white hair.
Yeah, I know the exact scene you're talking about. Yeah, he had the most Southern accent of all time.
Now, I don't think I've ever seen that particular one sober. But did he sound like that, man?
Steve, you're high.
I'm not high right now.
Steve, you're high. You're high on life.
I'm high on life right now. Oh my god. Okay. There's a thing I'm going to talk about tonight on A Thing in a Place. We're recording this...
Literally less than 12 hours before it needs to go up.
we're recording
this. I wasn't going to mention it, but here we are.
Well, I was going to say, we're recording this the night of August 2nd, at 8:26 p.m., which is half an hour before, just over half an hour before we're supposed to be in the room for A Thing in a Place. Oh no, before A Thing in a Place starts. So we're going to end this right as we're going to hop into Alt Space for A Thing in a Place. But anyway.
I wonder if my headset's charged.
You fucking did. You charge it right now. But yeah, so it is 8:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on August 2nd of 2021. I don't remember why specifically I said that. Oh yeah, so it's right before the A Thing in a Place that we're about to do. Even if I didn't want to wait with this topic for that show, we don't even have time to cover right now. But just a preface, it is a really wholesome thing. Like, it's a thing that is involved with very awful things, but it ends very wholesomely. So I should preface like that. And so if you want to see it for yourself, A Thing in a Place, which you're not going to get to see it live because this is going up hours after that happens, but... Just go time travel backwards. I'll have it up soon on YouTube. But anyway, I think that's about it. Do you want to cover anything else real quick before we end this little tiny one?
I think I'm good.
All right.
I don't have anything specific.
Oh, also, I got more tunes up on ashandstevie.com, where you can find everything from the both of us, or from each of us individually. There, and the link is in the description of this episode, just like any of them. There is a Stevie's art section. It's my art portfolio, where there's a section from a few different things. It's pretty like self-explanatory when you get there, but I added to the monthly piece section just earlier today when I finished the July monthly piece. It's great shit. I returned to coloring it and in a different way, and I like it. And I actually don't know if I've done what I'm about to say up, but by the time this goes up, I will have done it. I'm adding the new version of Toon Me, the one that is the cartoon Stevie, the one that is my profile picture now everywhere, which is true as of recording this. So if you want to check out at Mystery Steve on Twitter, then that's where you can find that. If it's not already up on the website. And of course, at AshleyAbstract_, which you can find at ashandstevie.com.
AshStevie.com.
AshStevie.com. So, did you want outro?
AshStevie.com.
And Steven.com. Have a lovely time.